那我们今天也会继续我们救恩的系列。
Today we will continue on with our salvation series.
让我们用一节经文来开始我们今天的信息。
And let us begin today's message with the following passage.
彼得前书的五章第十节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 10.
彼得前书五章第十节这里说，那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战胜苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
1 Peter 5:10 And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to this eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
那这节经文是当时使徒彼得他去提醒也去鼓励在磨难试炼当中的基督徒们。
These are words that Peter used to both remind and encourage Christians in the midst of suffering and tribulation.
他提醒他们，神是赐诸般恩典的神。
Peter reminded Christians that God is the God of all grace.
那么赐诸般恩典的神啊，赐诸般恩典是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean by saying that God is the God of all grace?
那为什么提醒弟兄姐妹们，神是赐诸般恩典的神，可以鼓励到他们呢？
Why would these words telling us that God is the God of all grace, be able to encourage Christians in midst of suffering?
对，特别是他们当时候在试炼，在苦难当中。
Because these Christians were actually in the midst of all kinds of trials and suffering.
那其实诸般在这里，如果你看到英文的翻译，就是 all， 就是所有、全部的意思。
If you read from the English translation, you notice, 诸般 is actually the word all.
那确实，在原文它的意思就是所有的、全部的。
And if you look at the Greek original, it's actually meaning all, every, yeah.
那所以我们可以理解，这里就是，那赐一切恩典的神。是所有恩典的神。
So we can understand that when we say that God is the God of all grace, it's saying that He's the God who would grant to us, who grants us all of His grace.
那神是赐人一位赐人所有恩典的神，是什么意思呢？
But what does that mean?
那其实就是说到神对人的恩典是没有保留的，他对人是完全委身的。
Is telling us that God's grace for us is without any reservation. He's totally committed to us.
那谈到神对人的恩典，是他对人没有保留的委身。那上一周在 Grace 的信息里面，他也有详细的去为我们，描述。
And in the sermon last week, Grace already shared with us in detail how God manifested His total grace commitment to us.
那神对人的全然的恩典，或者是完全的委身，是体现在他不单单是拯救我们脱离了罪。
God's total commitment and His grace towards us is not only manifested by the fact that He saved us from sin.
他是借着主耶稣在十字架上的牺牲，他去拯救人。
Not only through His salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord dying on the cross.
但是他并不是救我们脱离罪就不理我们了。
But he didn't leave us alone, after he has saved us from sin.
而是他的救恩计划对我们每一个人都是一生到底的。
His salvation plan for us is actually a lifelong, process.
他乐意一生的委身给我们，带领我们走完这条救恩的道路。
He's willing, to lead us, throughout our life's journey.
救恩的这个道路。
Until we reach the end of this journey of salvation.
那也透过不同的试炼、不同的境况去更新改变我们。
Through various trials and suffering, he's able to transform us and to renew us.
使我们越来越有耶稣基督的样式。
So that we'll be more and more like Christ.
那上一周Grace 也用一个图画去描述神对我们这样委身的恩典。
Last week, Grace used a picture to describe this grace from God.
你还记得是什么什么的比方吗？
Do you remember the analogy that she used?
他说到现代人很多人愿意花钱请一个个人的健身的教练帮助他们有健壮的身体。
She mentioned about how in today's society, many people are willing to pay a lot of money to hire a personal trainer to help them train up their muscles, to tone their body.
但是这样的锻炼也只是在身体上面。
But this kind of training is only to do with our physical body.
也是一个短暂的时间。
It's only for a temporary time.
但是我们是否敏感得到神我们的天父亚伟他借着主耶稣去救我们，也是一生的愿意带领我们去走这条的救恩的路。
But can we see that God, He saved us and He's willing to keep training us to lead us throughout this journey of salvation?
而这一点在彼得前书的五章十节也可以看到。
And we can see this truth also in this verse from 1 Peter 5:10.
在这节里面，神的完全的恩典也体现在。他没有不顾在患难中在磨练当中他的儿女属于他的人。
In 1 Peter 5 verse 10, we can see that God's grace is manifested through the fact that he never leave the suffering Christians alone.
他也是亲自的去成全他们兼顾他们赐力量给他们。
But God actually were close to them to restore them, confirm them, strengthen them, and establish them.
所以当我们去明白神对我们恩典原来是这样子的不保留完全的委身那确实是很美丽的。
So if we can really grasp this total commitment and love from God, you would see how beautiful it is.
那在今天的信息里面我想带大家进一步的去思考。
And in today's message, I want to lead all of you to consider something further.
那既然神对人的恩典是没有保留的，是完全委身的，那我们作为人应该怎么样回应神才是合适的呢？
Since we know that God's love and commitment towards us, His grace towards us is without any reservation, what kind of response from us would be appropriate then?
那才是恰当的，才是神所想要、所要求的呢？
What kind of response is God looking for from us? And what kind of response is considered sufficient?
那首先我们先来看一看现今教会里面一些普遍的情况。
First, let us take a look at what's very common among today's churches.
有不同类型的基督徒他们对神的回应都是怎么样的呢？
There are actually many different types of Christians, many different types of response from them.
那他们都是出于什么原因而去回应神的恩典呢？
Let us look at what kind of reasons or motivations there are for them to attend church or to respond to God.
所以当我们去看的时候，也让我们同时间去思想他们这样的回应是否跟神没有保留的恩典是是恰当的，是足够的。
And as we look at these different types of response, let us consider whetherThis type of response is actually appropriate or adequate in light of God's total love and grace towards us.
那第一类的基督徒我们可以归纳他们，或者帮助我们去记忆，可以称他们为点心式的基督徒。
The first type of Christians, we may call them dessert Christians.
那有一些人来教会，他们只是想点缀一下生命。
Some people come to church just to add a little bit, something extra to their life.
只是他们的所需所求在生命当中他们觉得都满足到了。
Actually, they feel that they're quite satisfied with their life as it is.
但是他们 有想多一点生命的色彩。
But they want to add that extra color or just a little bit of icing on top.
所以他们就来到教会也做基督徒。
So that's why they come to church and become a Christian.
所以成为基督徒对他们来说并不是一件必须要有的事情。
So being a Christian is not something essential in their lives.
那就好像吃一顿饭，当你吃完大鱼大肉之后，有些人会觉得，哎，应该吃一点甜点。
It's just like after having a meal, some people would find that, we should have a bit extra. We want dessert.
如果有这个甜品的话，那这顿饭就是完美的了。
So with that extra dessert, this meal is complete.
但是如果如果妻子说啊这个苹果派吃完了没有了。
But if your wife tells you, oh, we've run out of apple pies.
那你说哦too bad, 太可惜了。
Then you might say, well, too bad, what a pity.
但是对你来说却不怎么却是其实没有也 OK 的啦。
But then it doesn't really affect you that much.
所以有些人他们来教会成为基督徒就是这样甜点式的去回应神。
So there are some Christians who come to church with this type of response. They are like dessert Christians.
他们来教会觉得生命有多一点的色彩。
They just want that extra bit of icing on the cake.
所以这是一类基督徒对神的恩典的回应。
So this is one type of Christian response.
那另外一类人对神恩典的回应是这样子的。
There's another type of response.
我们可以称他们为灭火器式的基督徒。
And let us call them fire extinguisher Christians.
那这一类的基督徒不同于我们谈到的第一类的基督徒。
This type of Christians are different from the type we just looked at.
他们觉得信靠神成为基督徒是必须的。
They know that believing in God, trusting in Him is absolutely necessary.
就好像他们知道在屋子里或者在公寓里面都必须要有一个灭火器。
It's just like how we must have a fire extinguisher in a building in your home.
就好像那个灭火器正在这个
So we can all see the fire extinguisher at the back of this room.
时钟的下面。
So it's just right underneath the clock.
那他们觉得信基督是必须要有的。
So they feel that believing in God is, or believing in Christ, our Lord, is absolutely necessary.
去教会信神也是必须要有的。
Going to church, putting our trust and faith in God is essential.
因为他们知道当他们有急难的时候，他们往往就是去求告神。
Because they know that when they are in trouble, when they are in all kinds of difficulties, God is their only hope. They need to help. Ask Him for help.
Sorry, 他们也愿意付上一定的代价去得到这个灭火器。
And in order to get this fire extinguisher, they are willing to pay certain price.
他们愿意付一些代价去成为基督徒。
So they are willing to pay the cost or certain cost, to a certain extent, to become a Christian.
但是一旦得到了这个灭火器之后，那如果你有一个灭火器，你会怎么做呢？
But if you've already got this fire extinguisher, what do you do with it?
应该不会天天背在身上，然后去做事情吧。
I don't think any one of you would carry the fire extinguisher with you everywhere you go, right?
就好像现在那灭火器是放在墙上的。
It's just like this fire extinguisher that we see in this room. It's just hanging there on the wall.
那同样的，这一类的基督徒他们成为基督徒以后呢，那就把神就好像放在这个墙上了。
So similarly, this type of Christians, once they put their faith in God, then they just kind of put God aside, just like how we put the fire extinguisher aside on the wall.
那他们生活中不会特别的去注意这个灭火器。
In their daily lives, they don't really pay much attention to this fire extinguisher.
但是当生命很大的危险挑战来的时候，他们就想起这个灭火器了。
But when danger comes, they suddenly remember, oh, there's the fire extinguisher.
所以他们就会赶快的去求告神求他帮助。
So they will quickly turn to God for help.
那但是如果需要付上更高的代价比买这个灭火器更多呢？那他们往往是不太愿意的。
But if you tell them you need to pay even more, a price that's higher than that you paid for the fire extinguisher, they might not be willing.
那这是另外一类人对神恩典的回应。
This is another type of response towards God's grace.
那第三类的基督徒，他们对神的恩典回应是这样子的。
And then there's the third type of Christian's response towards God's grace.
我们可以称他们为护身符式或者是幸运符式的基督徒。
We may call them lucky charm Christians.
什么意思呢？就是他们很乐意付上代价去得到这个护身符。
Well, what do we mean by lucky charm Christians? They are willing to pay the price for that lucky charm.
所以他们也愿意花一定程度的代价去做基督徒。
So again, they are willing to pay the cost to a certain extent in order to become a Christian.
去信靠神。
To believe in God.
但是 得到这个幸运物或者护身符之后呢？
But once they get hold of this lucky charm,
那他们就把它收起来。
They just put it away.
然后他们会向神祷告说，神啊，求你帮助我，求你祝福我。
They will pray to God. Well, help me, bless me.
求你祝福我的家人。
Bless my family.
祝福我的工作。
Bless my work.
祝福我的婚姻。
Bless my marriage.
祝福我的健康。
Bless my health.
求你保守我出入的平安。
Well, just bless me whenever I go in and out.
那其实他们对神的对话很大一部分都是这些内容。
So you would see that the contents of their prayer towards God is mainly surrounding these, you know, issues like, yeah, praying God to bless them and help them.
但是如果生活中出现了一些的危险，
but when something happens in their lives,
或者出现一些的挑战，
some challenges came.
比如说亲人得了绝症，
for example, if one of their family members got a terminal illness,
或者你开车出去发生了车祸。
Or they got involved in a car accident.
或者孩子在学校跟人家打架闯了祸。
Or one of your kids got into trouble at school, by fighting with others.
他们就会开始去埋怨神。
They would start grumbling against God.
他们会说，神啊，不是我不是付了代价去得到这个护身符吗？
They would say, Hey God, didn't I pay for this lucky charm?
那你在做什么呢？
What are you doing?
为什么这些灾难还来到我的身上呢？
How can these bad things still happen to me?
为什么这些的苦难还发生在我的身上呢？
How come suffering still comes in my life?
所以当这些情况来到的时候，那这一类的基督徒就会有很多的埋怨。
So when these bad things happen, this type of Christians would have a lot of grumbling.
所以这是我们看到第三种类的回应。
So here we see the third type of Christian response.
那第四种类的回应是怎么样子呢？
How about the fourth type?
那或许我们可以用一个图画去记得他们，就是心灵鸡汤式的基督徒。
Well, let us use this picture to help us remember how this type of response is. Let us call them chicken soup for the soul Christians.
大家知道心灵鸡汤是什么吗？
Are you all familiar with chicken soup for the soul?
其实是一些劝人向善的一些励志的文章。
It's actually some passages, articles that have a good moral behind them and yeah, encouraging people to do good things.
或者一些的文章里面是给人有正能量的。
It kind of gives you this positive energy.
引导人往好的方面去做的。
Guiding people to work towards the good.
那这一类的基督徒他们来到教会，其实他们是很喜欢的。
So this type of Christians really enjoy coming to church.
甚至他们很乐意参与教会里面不同的服事。
They might even be willing to participate in all kinds of services at church.
那原因就是因为他们觉得教会各方面都是带给人益处的。
The reason is they do agree the church brings a lot of benefits, or you know, it's very beneficial to their lives.
福音可以带给他们道德水平的提升。
The gospel helps them raise their moral standard.
信靠神可以使他们的生命被改变得更加的美丽。
Believing in God makes their life more beautiful.
学习圣经也可以帮助他们去明白更多的事情，成为更有学问，更懂得圣经道理的人。
And studying the Bible certainly increases their level of knowledge.
那他们也乐于服侍，因为觉得服侍也挺好的，可以锻炼自己。
And they enjoy serving because through serving they are also training themselves up, improving themselves.
他们也很乐意将自己的孩子带来教会。
They are also more than willing to bring their kids to church.
因为他们知道逐日学对孩子们是非常好的。
Because Sunday school is excellent for my kids.
使他们不会学坏。
So that they won't turn bad.
所以信靠神对他们来说好像 去喝这个心灵鸡汤一样。
So this type of believing in God is just like drinking some chicken soup for their souls.
那是他们回应神的原因是他们觉得各方面都对他们有益。
The reason for responding to God is that they see great benefits in coming to church.
那看完这四类普遍教会里面人对神恩典的回应的原因，那我们要去问。
So after we've looked at these four types of response from people who come to church, let us ask the following question.
那对比起神对人全然的恩典没有保留的委身，那这些点心式的啊，还有灭火器式啊，幸运符式的，心灵鸡汤式的基督徒，他们对神的这个恩典的回应是否是足够的，是否是恰当的呢？
Now that we know that God's grace towards us is total, is without reservation, we then have to present and ask, are these types of response towards God adequate? You know, these four types of responses that we just looked at, desert Christians, fire extinguisher Christians, lucky charm Christians, and chicken soup for the soul Christians, are their response adequate?
那如果我们认真也是安静的去想，其实对比起来我们知道这样的去回应神都是不足够的。
If we are honest with ourselves, once we look at it in light of God's total commitment and total grace towards us, we would have to admit this type of response is far from being adequate.
但是当我们细心去想，那确实福音可以带给一个空虚的人满足。
Well, indeed, the gospel can bring satisfaction to someone who's feeling empty.
好像饭后的点心一样，可以满足一个人的心灵。
Just like a nice dessert after a meal, it gives you satisfaction.
那这是真实的。
This is real.
那虽然神也非常乐意去在一个人有急难的时候，当一个人他谦卑的呼求神的时候，神是乐意去帮助他的。
It's also a fact that when someone calls out to God in the midst of their troubles, God is willing to help them.
那这也是真的。
Yeah, this is also a truth.
那天父亚伟也乐意去祝福那些属于他的人。
And our Lord, our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, is also happy and willing to bless His children, those people who follow Him.
那他也乐意去听人对他的祷告。
He's willing to listen to our prayers.
那这也是真的。
This is also true.
确实信靠神可以使人的生命不断的改变，变得更好。
And believing in God indeed makes our life more beautiful because we are being transformed.
对啊，使一个人的生命可以变得更加的美丽，这也是真的。
This is also true.
但是我们要去思想，如果我们单单只是因着这些的原因去回应神的恩典，那对比起神对我们没有保留的委身，那这些的回应还是不足够的。
But then we have to face this reality. When God is giving Himself totally to us, His grace towards us is without reservation, any of the above type of response is actually not adequate.
虽然他们都是实际可以经历到的情况。
Even though these are very real experiences in our lives.
那为什么这些类型的回应都还不足够，还不是神所想要神所要求的人的回应呢？
But why are these responses not adequate?
那原因是点心式或者是灭火器式幸运符式心灵鸡汤式这些的人对神的回应都还是离不开自己的益处。
That's because any one of the fourth types of responses we mentioned, whether it's desert Christians,fire extinguishes Christians, lucky charm Christians, or chicken soup for the soul Christians, they are all centered around their own self.
那他们主要回应神的原因还是因着自己的好处。
The reason for responding to God is all for their own benefits.
他们并没有真实的去，好像主耶稣背起十字架去走这一条救恩的路。
But they are not really following Jesus' example in taking up their cross and following Him.
那还是没有离开自我中心的生命。
They still haven't departed from their self-centered lives.
并没有好像亚伟天父一样将自己完全的委身给我们。
they still haven't learned from how Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, gives himself totally to us without any reservation.
他对我们的委身是离开他自己，是为我们的。
God's total commitment to us is one that he goes out of the way, he doesn't focus on himself, but to focus on our good.
那这些四种类的回应都还是在自己的身上。
So we can see that these four types of responses are still concerned about our own self.
那虽然我也想去澄清特别对于一些慕道的朋友来说。
But of course, I would like to clarify for the benefit of our friends who are still seeking God.
那起初你来到的教会，很可能是其中这一种或者是两种或者更多的这些的原因。
Is highly possible that you first came to church because of one of the above reasons that we mentioned, or a combination of them.
那这些都是实际的经历，是你可以经历到的。
And these.Indeed, are valid experiences you may have.
那你对神这样的回应也是真实、真诚、真实的。
And you were sincere as you try to respond to God.
但是我们要留意到，我们不可能永远停留在自我中心这样的生命的状态。
But the important point to grasp is that we cannot always remain at this level, still being so self-centered in our response.
因为神，只有当我们愿意舍弃自己。去效法主耶稣的时候，才真正的去经历到神的救恩。
Because it's only when we imitate Christ to let go of ourselves, to deny ourselves, will we experience the salvation of God.
那接下来我们要看一看，究竟怎样的回应才是神所想要的回应呢？
So in the remaining time, we want to look at what type of response is considered the appropriate, adequate response towards God's grace towards us.
让我们来看一节的经文。
Let's just look at a Bible verse.
帮助我们明白如何正确地回应神对我们没有保留的恩典。
To see how we should respond to God, especially in light of His total grace to us.
那这节经文是在哥林多后书的九章第八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8.
哥林多后书九章八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8.
这里说，神能将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, you may abound in every good work.
那这节是很特别的一节经文。
This is a very special Bible passage.
因为全部，所有的这个字在希腊文出现了五次。
Because in the Greek original, the word all, or translated every, actually appears five times in this verse.
那中文圣经如果你看有一点可惜，并没有把这样的强调去翻译出来。
But if we read only from the Chinese translation, it's a pity that you won't notice this emphasis.
当然你看这个英文的翻译会好一些，可以留意到很多这个 all 这个出现在这一节的经文。
But the English translation is slightly better. You can still see the repeated use of the word all.
那当然，如果我们不留意去看的时候，也可能会略过这样宝贵的一个信息在当中。
But of course, if we don't pay attention as we read this verse, we would still miss out the precious lesson it's trying to convey to us through this verse.
那这个字，全部的所有的，都在哪些地方出现呢？
So can you spot where this word all or every appears in this verse?
那第一处就是出现在中文出现在各样的这个字了。
So the first spot is talking about God is able to make all grace.
他所有的恩惠，他可以将所有的恩惠去加给我们。
He's able to make all grace abound to us.
所以这个是第一个出现。
This is the first appearance of the word.
但我们知道所有的也意味着他完全没有保留的将他的恩典赐给我们。
By all, we mean that God is giving totally to us without any reservation.
那第二处这个字所有的全部是在哪里出现呢？
The second occurrence of the word all
是在这个凡事的这个凡。
in the Chinese is fan, and in English is the part where it says having all sufficiency.
All things.
对不起，
我用中文的顺序来解释这个，所以英文会跳了一个 all。
Sorry, because I was trying to follow the sequence in the Chinese, and the English is slightly different in order. So the second appearance or occurrence of the word all is when it says in all things.
对，所以这里凡事就是说所有的事情，所有的不同的事情，所有的情况底下。
So that's is saying that in all kinds of circumstances, all things, everything.
这是第二处的出现。
This is the second occurrence of the word.
那第三处的出现是在这个常常这里了。
The third occurrence is when you see in Chinese talking about always, all the time. So English is all at all times.
所以这里中文说常常充足的这个常常就是指着所有的时刻，每一个时间段。
So at all times meaning every moment.
那第四个所有的出现在哪里呢？
How about the fourth occurrence?
那就是出现在这个充足，这个充足的充。
Is where it says all sufficiency.
那就是谈到所有，神可以使人一无所缺啊，完全的充足。
It's saying that God is able to provide us, so that we are lacking nothing.
所以这里我们看到四个所有的四个神对我们完全没有保留的恩典跟委身。
So by now we've already found four occurrences of the word all, and it's showing us how God is totally committed to us.
那第五个出现在哪里呢？
But how about the fifth occurrence?
那其实就是在结尾。
It's actually at the very end of this verse.
能多行各样的善事，那各样其实在原文就是所有的善事。
It's where it says you may abound in every good work. So the word every is actually, in the Greek original, the same word all.
善事也是，善功的意思，好的行为。
So good work, good deeds.
那是良善的行为。那所以我们看到这节经文是很特别的。
So we can see that this verse is very special.
特别的地方是在这里描绘了神对人完全没有保留的恩典。
It describes God's total grace towards us without any reservation.
前面四次就是他表达他对人，帮助人一无所缺。
The first four occurrences, focus on how God helps us and provides for us so that we are lacking in nothing.
那最后一个红色的这个呢，就是人对神这样完全恩典的回应了。
And the final occurrence of the word all, which is highlighted in red, this is our response towards God.
当神去回应神没有保留的恩典的时候，那这个人在各样的善事上都可以去成就神的心意。
So when someone is also responding to God with this total, commitment, then he is able to abound in every good work.
那我们也知道好的善功好的行为在雅各书也出现过。
We should remember this mention of good works in James, the book of James.
那行为也是信心的一个具体的表达。
Good works is actually a practical manifestation of your faith.
那一个人能够成就神的心意，去成就各样的好的行为，那也是出于他对神没有保留完全委身的信心。
A person doing all these good works, living according to God's will is actually showing forth his faith and total commitment towards God.
所以这节经文也再一次很美丽的提醒我们神对我们没有保留的委身。
So this Bible verse is again reminding us of God's total commitment and love and his grace towards us.
那也去提醒我们应该用怎么样的回应神。
It also reminds us what kind of response we should have towards God.
也是，其实也是没有保留的，完全委身的去回应神。
It is also this total commitment without reservation.
所以我们可以成就所有 各样的善工。
So that we may abound in every good work.
那么既然神的恩典对我们是没有保留的，那我们也应该没有保留的去回应神。
Since God's commitment towards us is total, we and our response towards Him is also supposed to be total.
那是否没有保留的信心就是神所要的合适的对他恩典的回应呢？
So are we saying that a faith that is without reservation towards Him is the appropriate response that God is looking for?
那这是不是我们要找的答案也是神所喜悦的呢？
Is this the answer we were looking for? Is this what God sees as pleasing to Him?
当我们仔细去查考圣经的时候，会发现主的话语要带我们看得更深入。
But as we study God's word more deeply, you would notice God actually wants to take us to an even deeper level.
神的话语不单单是表面的或者是去带着我们，那也带他帮助我们去分辨我们的心怀和意念。
God's word doesn't remain on a very superficial level. He actually helps us to discern our heart's real condition.
让我们来看一看一节保罗去描述完全委身的一节的经文。
Let us look at a verse that's by the Apostle Paul, which also talks about total commitment.
是完全的信心的一节的经文。
About this total faith.
那之前梁牧师也曾经在中的洗礼上洗礼的信息里面引用过。
This is a passage that Pastor Joe also used during John's baptism.
是在哥林多前书的十三章第二节。
From 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2.
哥林多前书十三章二节，这里说：“我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就不算得什么。”
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2. And if I have prophetic powers, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
那这里谈到全备的信，所以不单单是谈到信心而已。
Here talks about all faith, not just faith.
所以全备这个字也是刚才的原文所有的全部的全部的意思。
So here the word all is the same word that we were looking at before in the original.
但是让我们吃惊的是，保罗在这里的提醒是，即使一个人有全然的委身，完全的委身，但他不一定是蒙神所喜悦的。
But what surprises us is that even if a person has total faith as his total commitment response towards God, it may still not be enough. It may still not be pleasing in God's sight.
那么为什么一个人他完全委身给神去回应神对他完全的没有保留的恩典，却还是不足够呢？
So why is it that a person is already willing to respond with this total faith and is still insufficient?
原因是什么呢？
What is the reason?
那其实保罗在这一节里面已经告诉我们了。
Paul actually tells us the answer in this verse.
原因是没有爱。
It's because this person doesn't have love.
意思就是说，一个人如果他乐意完全的没有保留的回应神，但是却没有爱神爱人的心，那他的完全委身就不算得什么。
That is to say, even if a person is prepared to respond to God with everything, in total faith, and yet he doesn't have love towards God and towards his fellow brothers and sisters, towards other people, then this type of response is still not adequate in God's eye.
就比如说一个人他用思考，他用逻辑去明白神的恩典。
For example, a person may try to comprehend God's love in his mind, through logic and all kind of analysis in his mind.
既然神没有保留的去爱我，
Since God loves me totally without reservation,
那我也应当没有保留的去回应他。
It is just right for me to respond to him without reservation.
但这样的回应有可能是无可奈何的。
But this type of response might just be
You have to.
Yeah, it might be just a sense of obligation, a sense of duty. It seems like I don't have any other choice. It's a logical conclusion.
或者是从头脑上得出的一个结论。
Yeah, it's just a logical conclusion after you analyze the situation.
并不是好像上一周的信息里面谈到，神所喜欢的是一份开心喜乐的去回应神。
Unlike what we talked about last week, this joyful response out of gladness, your own willingness.
或者一个人对神的回应也可能是咬紧牙关的。他说啊，既然要得到救恩，必须要完全委身，要将自己交托给神。那好吧，那我就尽我的能力去完全的交托给神。
Or a person might think, what other choice do I have? I know that this is the only way to salvation, so I would just do my best and try to hang on to this. And so I'll respond to God in total commitment as best as I could.
但是保罗在这里对我们的提醒是，一个人若不是出于爱去用信心去回应神，那他的信心就算不得什么。
But Paul's reminder for us here is that if a person's faith or response towards God is not one that's built on love, then even such total faith is nothing.
Yeah, 即使他的信心是全部没有保留的信心。
Even if his faith is so-called total, without reservation, is complete, it's still nothing.
那这样的回应也不是大卫天父他所想要的，也不是他所接纳的。
This type of response is not what Yahweh God is looking for. It's not something that's pleasing to Him.
那让我们用一节经文来总结这一点。
So let's just use another Bible verse to conclude this point.
在加拉太书第五章第六节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 6.
加拉太书五章第六节，这里说，因为在基督耶稣里，受割礼或不受割礼都没有用处。唯有那借着爱表达出来的信才有用处。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love.
所以真正神想要没有保留的委身是出于一个人对神的爱。
So the only type of total commitment, total response that God is looking from us is this faith working through love.
那所以当我们去明白这些救恩的信息的时候，也要小心不要把它们当作是头脑的知识而已。
So let us bear in mind and be careful not to treat what we've been hearing from the Salvation Series as some head knowledge.
是希望这些神的话语可以鼓励我们，也帮助我们去在生活中去回应神对我们的恩典跟他对我们的爱。
But hope that all that we've learned so far would really motivate us to respond to God in our daily lives, respond to His total love and grace towards us.
让我们去留心他在我们生命中对我们的恩慈跟照顾。
Let us pay attention to how God shows us His love and care in our daily lives.
让我们也学习做一个感恩的人。
Help us to be, hope we will all be a person who's grateful.
因为如果我们常常忘记神对我们的恩典，那恐怕我们很难用爱去回应神了。
Because if we are always neglecting or forgetting God's grace towards us, I'm afraid it will be very difficult for us to respond to God in love.
因为我们就成了一个忘恩的人。
We would just be someone who's very ungrateful.
那其实在主耶稣他自己的教导里面也曾经提醒过我们这一点。
Actually, this point, Jesus also mentioned in his teaching.
神所要求我们，所想要我们对他的回应是怎样的呢？
What kind of response is God looking for?
那主耶稣在马太福音的二十二章三十七到三十八节这里说。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 37 to 38, Jesus says the following.
马太福音二十二章三十七到三十八节，他回答：“你要全心、全性、全意爱主你的神，这是最重要的第一条诫命。”
And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment.
所以这里我们看到全也是所有这个字。
So here again we see the word all.
那主耶稣说神所看重的这条诫命是想要我们去遵守的是怎样的呢？
So what is this great commandment that Jesus is asking us to fulfill?
那从全或者是所有的这个字，那我们看到确实神所想要我们是对他没有保留的回应。
From this word all, this emphasis, again we see that God really is looking for this total commitment without reservation.
但是这样的全然的回应是出于爱神的心。
But this total response is all built on love.
那所以当我们去问应该如何回应神没有保留对我们的恩典的时候，我们要小心其实我们对神信心的回应要出于我们对他的爱。
So when we ask the question, how are we supposed to respond to God's total commitment, total grace towards us? Let us be careful. Our total response must be one of love.
那来到信息的结尾，我想用一个图画来总结今天我们信息里面问的这个问题。
And as we come to the end of our message, I would like to use the following picture to conclude.
那刚才问的问题就是怎样的回应才是对神无保留的恩典最合适的回应。
Just now we asked a question, what type of response is the appropriate response towards God's unreserved grace towards us?
那其实每一个基督徒神的儿女都是神的祭司。
Actually, every Christian, every child of God is a priest.
是一个为神而活的人。
Is a person who lives for God.
那我们看一节是宝贵的经文。
Let us look at a precious verse.
彼得前书二章九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
然而你们是蒙拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国民，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
如果你已经是一位基督徒，
If you are already a Christian,
你是否意识到自己是神的祭司呢？
Are you aware of the fact that you are God's priest?
不是只是教会的牧者们才是神的祭司。
It's not only the pastors or the co-workers in the church who are God's priests.
而是每一个属于神的儿女，耶稣的门徒。
But every child of God, every disciple of Jesus is a priest of God.
这是何等大的福分。
What a great privilege.
那在旧约的时候，祭司是怎样的一群人呢？
So how are priests like? What type of people are they as we read from the Old Testament?
那祭司是一群侍奉神，也是去帮助人，去亲近神的人。
Priests are people who serve God, minister before God, and help people to draw close to God.
他们是一群为神而活的人。
They are people who live for God.
那他们在地上是没有产业的。
They don't have any inheritance on earth.
他们的产业神明明的说就是他自己了。
God says very clearly that the priest's possession or inheritance is God himself.
那我们看到这一节很宝贵，谈到在基督耶稣里被神拯救的人就是神的祭司。
So here in this Bible verse we just read, we can see clearly that Christians, these people who are saved by God, they are the priests of God.
神借着主耶稣所流的血去赎了我们，使我们成为他自己的子民。
God redeems us through the blood of Jesus Christ so that we become his people.
是做君尊的祭司。
And we become a royal priesthood.
那祭司都是做什么的呢？
So what do priests do exactly?
那祭司其实是没有兼职的祭司的。
Actually, there are no part-time priests.
而是他们都是全时间的去为神活的人。
They were all living living for God full time.
他们也是完全没有保留的去侍奉神，去回应神。
And they live for God, respond to God, and serve God without any reservation.
那他们都会怎样的去侍奉神呢？
How do they serve God?
今天我们在诗歌里面也有说要侍立在主前。
Today we sang a song which has lyrics that go something like, we stand before God, we minister before God.
献祭。
We offer up sacrifices.
那都是献什么的祭呢？
What kind of sacrifices do we offer?
那圣经里面有谈到，信徒们他们的祷告好像香一样去到神的面前。
In the Bible, there's a mention of prayers of the saints who are like incense that are rising up before God.
那其实我们作为神的祭司也是要向神去祷告。
So as God's priest, we need to pray.
为了神的心意可以成就在地上去祈求。
To pray for God's will to be done on earth.
也是为其他人去代求。
And to intercede for other people.
也在祷告中去敏感神所挂心的事情。
And to be sensitive of what God is concerned about through prayer.
刚才的这个去与基督同心，去与亚伟神同心。
Just like the song we just sang, to be one heart with Christ and one heart with Yahweh our God.
所以这是一类的献祭，向神去献上我们的祷告。
This is one type of sacrifices that is to offer up our prayers before God.
但是另外一类在新约里面谈到向神献的祭又是什么呢？
But there's also another type of sacrifices mentioned in the New Testament.
是神，也是神所喜悦的。
Which is pleasing and good in God's sight.
其实大家都挺熟悉这节经文，在罗马书的十二章一到二节。
It's found in a familiar passage in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2.
我为大家读罗马书十二章一到二节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以希望借着这两节经文，用这个祭司的图画可以帮助我们去知道怎么样去 回应神对我们没有保留的委身。
So I hope that through these two verses and the picture of us Christians being the priests of God, it will help us and remind us of the type of faith, the type of response that God requires of us, as acceptable response towards his unconditional and total grace towards us.
那神借着基督耶稣去救赎了我们。
God saved us through Jesus.
那我们是属于他的人。
We belong to him.
那我们应该好像祭司一样为神而活。
So it is just right for us to live for him like the priests do.
Yeah, 是好像这里说的将身体献上去敏感神的心意。
To present our bodies as a living sacrifice, to offer up our all, to be sensitive to God's will.
那今天我跟大家分享的信息就到这里。
So this is my message for you today.
那让我们总结，在今天的信息里面，我们去问到怎样的回应是对神没有保留的恩典正确的回应呢？
So let me conclude. In today's message, we considered the question, what kind of response is acceptable and adequate response towards God's grace, total grace towards us?
所以对于神完全的恩典，我们人也是用全然没有保留的信心委身去回应神。
To respond to this total grace of God, that's without any reservation, we need to have total faith towards him and total commitment.
但是我们看主话语更深的时候，也留意到神所想要这样完全没有保留的回应是要出于爱他才喜悦的。
But as we look at God's word at a deeper level, we understand that this total response, total faith is not just in the head, but is out of love.
那即使一个人对神有完全的委身，但是没有爱，那他也算不得什么。
Even if a person has total commitment towards God and he does not have love, it's actually still not the type of response that God desires.
那最后我们用祭司的图画去帮助我们记住怎么样去完全的回应神。
And finally, we want to use a picture of the priest of God to help us remember how we should respond to God.
去向神献上我们的祷告。
To offer up our prayers.
那也是将自己去全然的献上给神，为神而活。
To offer up our whole being to live for God.
那也知道祭司不是兼职，而是全职的。
And we learn that priests, there are no part-time priests, but they are all full-time priests.
让我们也一同去珍惜神给我们这样的福分。
Let us all treasure this great privilege from God.
那我们就结束今天的信息。
So let us end today's message here.
我请Grace带领我们有一个结束的祷告。
And I invite Grace to close in prayer.